The two holes that are found by the talus cotton. Ever wonder why some talasim have two holes in the corner, as is a custom amongst Chassidim, Chassidi Chabad, and other Chassidim, while others have simply one hole? What is the source of the difference between these two customs, and why is the two-hole corner done versus the one-hole? So we find a very interesting opinion in the Rishayim, the opinion of the Bala Iter, who writes that the one-hole corner of the talis katan, which is so commonly done, is wrong. And rather, one is to make two adjacent holes by the corner and have the strings enter through one hole and exit the other and then make the knots and the loops. And the reason behind their opinion. The Bala Iter holds that when you tie the tzitzis through a single hole corner, then it appears that there are not four pairs of tzitzis attached to the four corners, but rather eight. As since the tzitzis, each set of tzitzis is viewable from each side, meaning when you look from one side to the other side of the tzitzis, you see the strings. He says it appears like eight and not like four. And the Torah says to put four sets of strings in the four corners and not eight. And therefore, he says you should make two holes and slip the strings through one hole and out the other, so you'll only see the strings, meaning the entire set of strings, when you look at it from one side. When you look at it from the back, you'll only see the dangling strings. You won't actually see the whole set of the tzitzis. This opinion of the Bala Iter is recorded in the Paiskim in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 11, Halacha 35, based on the Magen Avraham. And they conclude that practically we do not rule like this opinion. And not only that, but you're actually not allowed to be stringent like this opinion by both the talis katan and talis galda, but rather only by the talis katan, which is usually worn tucked in and not apparent to others. And the reason is because it appears like a person is haughty, trying to be extra machmir on something that's not at all required from the letter of the law, a common halachic concept known as mepnei hayuhara. And therefore the halacha is that only by a talis katan are you allowed to be stringent to make the two holes in the corner like the Bala Iter, but not by the talis gadol. This follows the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, in which he doesn't direct one to be stringent. He simply says if you want to, then only by the talis katan. However, in the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, he writes that one should make two holes by the corner of the talis katan following the chumra of the Bala Iter, but not by the talis gadol, and practically this is the Chabad custom to follow the ruling of the Siddur, and that's why by Chabad talesim, by the talis katan, we have two holes that are made in the corner, while by the talis gadol, there's only one hole in the corner. Not to get confused with the side hole that is made in the edge of the corner, which is done for a completely different purpose, and has nothing to do with the opinion of the Bala Iter. This custom of making two holes is also the custom of Hasidic Jewry, although Lithuanian and Sephardic Jewry are not accustomed to do so, and they follow the classical ruling and custom, not like the Bala Iter, that one hole suffices. The Birkei Yosef writes that this was the custom of Chaim Vital to make only one hole, and the Ben Ish Chai writes this was the custom of the Arizal and the Rashash. Now, a second advantage that's accomplished by using the two-hole system is, as the Alter Rebbe writes in his Siddur, that by doing so, you end up achieving that the first knot of the tzitzis is within the legal area of the corner. You see, the hole in the corner has to be made in a specific area, not too high, not too low. It has to be made in the area that's halachically defined as the corner, which is above 4 centimeters but below 6 centimeters from the edge of both sides. Now, initially, the actual knot is to be in that area of the edge. And this is the advantage of having the two holes by the corner, as it achieves that the knot remains in the area of the edge, as opposed to when you have only one hole, quite often it's difficult to maintain that it remain there, depending on how you wear it and if it falls below, etc. This matter, in truth, deserves a lengthy discussion, but is beyond the scope of our subject. We're not going to go into a number of details regarding the two holes in the corner. How are the two holes to be made? So the Alter Rebbe rules in the Siddur that it's to be made within the legal area of the corner between 4 and 6 centimeters from the edge. Meaning it doesn't suffice to simply have one hole made there, you need to make both holes there. And the Chabad custom is based on the Alter Rebbe, the Siddur is to make these holes diagonally slightly, as opposed to Chassidish Talis Katans where they make them straight, horizontal, parallel to each other. Now, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Siddur that when a person has a two-hole talis katan, he is to make sure to wear it the right way and not inside out. Meaning you need to wear it in a way that the tzitzis are facing outwards and not inside. From this it's also understood, of course, it has to be tied to the external side of the corner, not the internal side. As the Pasuk states, Re'isim Eisai, that the tzitzis need to be seeable, need to be in view. And when they are tied to the inside of the corner, then the outside of the corner blocks them from being seen. Nonetheless, b'di'evit, a person by mistake tied the tzitzis to the inside of the corner as opposed to the outside, it nonetheless remains kosher b'di'evit, even though initially it's proper for him to try to undo it and replace it. So to summarize, the old age custom of world Jewry, which is the most widespread custom today, is to have a single hole in the corner of the talus katan. Nonetheless, chassidim are accustomed to be stringent, like the opinion of the Bala Iter, by a talus katan to make two holes in the corner, and by Chabad the custom is to make the two holes in a diagonal, while by other chassidim the custom is to make them be parallel to each other. By a talus gadol, everyone has the same custom, making only one hole in the corner, although Chabad is accustomed to making an additional secondary hole by the side, as will be discussed in a further lesson.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.